Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Momo and Mackie. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready to go back in time for dinosaurs? Me too. Let's go. All right, we'll see you later, guys, shouted Momo. Momo and Mackie were just walking out of the school bus. School had ended and they had just gotten back to their neighborhood. Oh, that was a great day, said Mackie.
I know, I can't believe we got to go on the field trip and pick out pumpkins.
That was awesome, said Momo.
Momo and Mackie had spent the day picking out pumpkins and got to take one home. They were really excited to get home and start carving. Do you like to carve pumpkins?
Oh, I love carving pumpkins and putting a light inside.
That is a super fun thing to do. Well, Momo and Mackie had just gotten home, put their pumpkins on the back patio, and they were going to go get some paint to start putting the faces on the pumpkins.
Wait a second. Momo, do you see that over there?
Mackie was pointing to the back of their backyard.
There was a giant hole.
What in the world?
Shouted Mackie.
It looks like a huge sinkhole.
Momo and Mackie ran over to the edge of the hole. It was about 5 feet across, which was bigger than them and pretty deep. They could see the bottom, like you could jump down inside of it, but it was almost as deep as they were tall.
Whoa. What do you think happened here? Said Momo.
I don't know, but that looks exactly like a sinkhole.
Do you know what a sinkhole is?
A sinkhole is a hole that just kind of randomly appears in the ground because maybe the ground way deep down was soft, and so the soil settled a little differently.
Well, Momo and Mackie looked at each other.
Do you want to jump inside?
I don't know. It might, I don't know. Doesn't look super safe, said Mackie.
Well then, how about we grab some rope and I'll tie it around my waist and then you can make sure that I don't fall deeper into the depths of the whole planet Earth.
Mackie ran to go get some rope and tied it around Momo's waist.
All right, here goes nothing. One, two, three.
Ah, what's it like down there? Shouted Mackie.
Oh, it's pretty awesome, actually. I can see some of the roots of the tree over there. They're kind of sticking out in the hole. And wow, it's really cool down here. You should come on down.
Are you sure, Momo? Said Mackie.
Yeah.
Here, I'll untie the rope and you can just climb on down with your hands. Here.
Momo handed Mackie the rope and Mackie slowly crawled down the hole, scooting his way down on his belly.
Oh, wow, you're right. This is super cool down here. Maybe this can be like our new base.
Wait, do you feel that?
Whoa!
All of a sudden, they were not standing in that hole anymore, but they were being transported back in time. That was not a normal sinkhole. That was some kind of time-traveling portal.
Whoa!
Momo and Mackie were holding on to each other. They did not know what in the world was going on. But they were being transported to a time long ago.
Whoa! Oh! Ow! Mackie, where are you?
Shouted Momo.
I'm under your feather.
Mackie was underneath Momo's legs.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's okay.
As he sat up and looked around.
What? Where are we?
Momo and Mackie both did not recognize this place. This did not look like their backyard. Didn't even look like their neighborhood. In fact, these plants looked very, very strange.
What are all those sounds coming from that jungle over there? Look!
Mackie pointed to a very thick,
deep, dark jungle that was right in front of them. They were sitting on some kind of beach. On one side was a lot of water, and on the other side was a very thick jungle.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? You destroyed my sandcastle! Ah!
What is that? It's a little dinosaur! Run! Momo and Mackie started running for their lives. This dinosaur was very angry and very upset. Wait a second. Mackie, did he say... Wait, was that a talking dinosaur? Did he say we stomped on his... Hold on. Hello, my name's Momo. Did you say something about a sandcastle?
Yes! I've been working on that sandcastle all day long, and then you guys just come flying out of the sky and squash it into the sand. I mean, come on!
This was a very unhappy little dinosaur. Holy smokes, we're so sorry, said Mackie. You see, we're actually not from here, and we accidentally got transported back in time, and I don't even know how we got here, but yeah, that's why we flew out of the sky. We didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. Do you think we could help you rebuild it? We're actually really good at that, said Mackie.
Hold a second. Did you say that you're from the future? This is the best day ever. I've always wanted to meet someone from the future,
shouted the dinosaur.
So, you gotta tell me, what happens? Are dinosaurs, are we very famous in the future?
Not exactly, said Momo. We don't have any dinosaurs in the future.
What are you talking about?
Well, I think, a long time from now, I think something happens and you guys go extinct.
Extinct? I don't stink. I shower every day,
shouted the dinosaur. Well, let's not focus on that. Let's work on your sandcastle. Momo and Mackie knelt down to the sand and started helping this little dinosaur rebuild his giant sandcastle. Momo, how do you think we're going to get back? Like, this is cool and all, but I miss our home. I miss our backyard and our pumpkins. Good point, said Momo. Hey, little guy, have you seen any sinkholes around here?
Sinkholes? Yes! Yes, one just appeared earlier today. Where was it? It's this way. Hurry, come here.
The little dinosaur led Momo and Mackie over to where the sinkhole was. It was pretty close by. Wow, that looks just like the one in our backyard, shouted Mackie. Hey, little guy, I think we're going to go back to our home. And I think if we jump in here, then we'll go back to the future. But maybe we can come back and visit you sometime.
That would be amazing. Could you bring some things back so that we can build a better sandcastle? Because I don't have any thumbs, and it's really hard to do it without any thumbs.
Oh, you don't have any thumbs. Yeah. Next time we can bring some shovels and buckets, and we could totally build a better sandcastle. But we'll see you later, okay?
Okay, bye!
Momo and Mackie jumped into the hole, and whoa! They were transported back to their backyard. Oh, whoa, that was crazy, said Momo. They both crawled out of the hole and started working on their pumpkins.
Wait a second, can I come help too?
What? Momo and Mackie turned around, and there was their little dinosaur friend.
Hey, I followed you guys. Is that okay?
I guess so. Wow, that was the day that Momo and Mackie not only went back in time and made a friend, but somehow now they have a dinosaur living in their backyard. And I think that's just the beginning of their amazing adventures. The end.
Great.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Noel from India, Harrison and Mitchell from Australia, Eliza, Eva, Lucas, and Aston from North Vancouver, BC, Addison from Washington, Judd and Jet from Ontario, Isla and Declan from Alberta, Ezra from Massachusetts, and Ethan from Ottawa, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. I'll see you later. Bye.